rainy days with a newness. Take a deep, relaxing breath for me, as breathing out feels so good, doesn't it? And as you keep taking these nice, deep breaths in and out, as you're starting your subconscious mind going into that hypnotic state. Because I want you to share an experience with me, to go somewhere with me. Would you like to go somewhere I hold dear? I'm glad you do. To come with me to this place, I need you to go deep into that altered state. Go deep into hypnosis for me, so you can come with me. As you will continue to go into that altered state, deeper and deeper throughout our time together. And whatever that altered state means to you, go there now. I'm right here with you. Feel your body relax. It's your time to let go now, isn't it? You know, as soon as you hear this voice, you will go into an altered state. Your mind and body will respond by going into that hypnotized state automatically. Keep going deeper and deeper automatically. The longer you hear this voice, the more deeper you will go. You will continuously go deeper into hypnosis. So let every word that this voice say guide you deeper and deeper to that place where there are pleasurable sensations only. Get a sense, an image, a feeling of being with me right now. I'm right here with you on a rainy day. Come and sit with me by the window. Listen to the rain with me. I love listening to the rain. While we are sat here, cozy, everything is getting so wet outside. The sound of rain is so hypnotic, isn't it? Makes me feel so relaxed, so cozy. Watching life being replenished. Being renewed with life-giving water. It can put a few things into perspective, watching the world go by on a day like today, can't it? lovely summer ray bouncing off the lush green of nature's leaves. And the sound of rain as it hits our man-made things, our windows, walls, the roof. Knowing how important the rain is to sustain this whole planet. And yet those sounds of the rain tap, tap, tapping against the windows is so soothing, relaxing, calming. Wouldn't you agree? You know how much I enjoy nature, how I am fascinated by this planet and its abundance of life, the circle of life, and how everything is all connected, including us. Casting your mind to my flower of life tattoo on my right thigh. I know these trees like the back of my hand, so I point them out, telling you what they are, what I like about each of them, and how they are all connected, helping each other, keeping you focused and in the moment with me. There's nothing else going on right now. Nothing with more importance than relaxing with me on this rainy summer's day. And you don't mind listening to me ramble on about these things, do you? You know how passionate I can get. One of the things you enjoy about me the most, isn't it? I enjoy your company too. We talk about the most interesting things, don't we? I have an idea. Why don't we go outside together and explore? You're not scared of getting a little wet with me, are you? Thought not. So come on, let's get our shoes on and head out. We take you by the hand and lead you outside. As those first drops of rain touch your skin, you feel the rain is warm. Feels so refreshing. So come and explore with me a little while. We are getting rather wet now, aren't we? Let me show you a place I like to go to. It's over here. I take your hand and guide you to a little shelter with a wooden panel and a tin roof. So quaint. So Chanel, you think. And inside it has a little log burner stove with a kettle on the top. I come here to relax, so I make sure I have all of the comforts. You know how I like my comfort. So I can enjoy watching nature through the window, wrapped up in my fluffy blanket. cup of tea in hand. Maybe even a book if the mood takes me. Imagine how cocoon, safe, and relaxed I am here, all alone to enjoy whatever I want to enjoy. This is a special place for me, and I'm sharing it with you. I trust you, so you are welcome here. I am very happy to share my private space here with you. I hope you will enjoy being here with me. I start the log burner. I soon have it burning. We will soon dry up and warm up here. And you suggest that because my clothes are wet, I should take them off so I don't catch a cold. So I suggest that you have to take off yours too, because you are just as wet as I am. If I take my clothes off, you should too. We don't want each other to catch a cold now, do we? But you know, I don't like to feel the cold. With my skin being so sensitive, I feel it more than most. You know how I hate being cold. But I'm not to worry, you reassure me. We can snuggle under my blanket and keep warm together. Well, this is true. So let's take off our clothes and put them in front of the fire to dry. You wrap the blanket around yourself and pull me towards you, wrapping yourself and the blanket around me, skin to skin. Ooh, that feels nice, snuggling into your chest. Feels so good. When was the last time you just did this? To lay with someone in your arms, feeling so relaxed, feeling so sensual too. My fingers casually caress your chest. And you like it when I lightly brush over your sensitive nipple. Almost as if I'm doing it on purpose. Who, me? I wouldn't tease. That's not like me at all. You know me too well. You decide to do some teasing of your own, because that skin to skin contact with me really stirs something in you, doesn't it? Does something to me too. does it feel to feel me this close to you, wrapped in your arms? Do you feel that masculine side of you coming out now? Feeling protective, calm, in control. That assertiveness. And what else do I stir in you? I know you feel very relaxed. And then our eyes lock. That long stare between us as we are caught up in the moment. That magnetic pull draws us close to each other. Our eyes looking deep into each other. But the moment our lips touch, our eyes shut, drawn into another world where there is just the two of us. We get carried away in our passionate embrace. We both feel intoxicated, and it feels good. Neither of us want to stop, do we? Nothing else exists right now, except this kiss and what it may lead to. Those thoughts come into play now, as we are becoming more and more consumed by our lust. Taking the opportunity to give me a lot of attention. You have me all to yourself, right here, right now. No clothes on. By the fire, under this blanket together. Using the opportunity to explore my sensitive body. Paying attention to how I react as you touch me here and touch me there. Keep kissing me. Keep arousing me. Letting those masculine traits of yours complement my delicate femininity. As we take our time enjoying each other, entwining more and more as we let whatever happens happen. So let your hand wander lower to where I'm aching to be touched. Do you know how much you have made me ache and throb there? Are you aware of how wet you have made me through your attention? Yes, you are, because you know how to please a woman. Your nymph taught you well. You know how those fingers of yours can really heat things up. Gliding your fingers over the most delicate of delicate touching, stroking, arousing that clit, and then gliding those fingers inside the most prized place of all. Feel my hot velvet wetness on your fingers, gently moving them around inside me, really building that pleasure up for me. Slowly control, knowing you are doing the right things by my moans, by my wetness, by how you are making my body move to your touch. And this makes you even harder and longer, doesn't it? Your cock so eager to get in on the action. But you are in control. You want to pleasure me, so you aren't in any rush. But it's getting a little hot under this blanket, isn't it? And I can feel something pushing into me, something else craving attention from me, isn't it? Pulsating, twitching for my attention. I know just how to touch you to encourage your cock to throb and twinge even more. Just the slightest of touch and your sensitive parts drives you wild. As you feel my hands exploring your utterly rock-hard erection. You allow those hot sexual urges in your cock to enhance the pleasure you are feeling, build you up and up. Enjoy how it makes your body feel, how that masculinity really becomes activated now, working with my delicate femininity. We get into the pleasure feedback loop. My pleasure gives you pleasure, which drives my pleasure, knowing you are enjoying me. Then you hear those words through breathless lips. I want your cock right now. Every man's ecstasy. And you are very ready to give it to me. You lay me on my back and easily and elegantly position yourself in between my legs, kissing me, kissing my nipples, as your cock rubs against my swollen clit, teasing me even more, knowing how desperate I am to feel you inside me. And And then you allow your own desperate need to be inside me to take over. As you drive hips first into my erotic bliss, joined as one, that ecstasy consumes you fully now as the velvet heat from my body, the softness of my skin drives you into complete intoxication with me now. Our bodies writhing together, responding to each other so slowly, so intimately. As we enjoy our intimate embrace,